Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I want to hit a couple different topics today. I just want to let you know that because I just ran into a guy in the street corner that was begging for money. I seen him shift around a little bit. I'll tell you more about that in just a couple moments. And how poor is America? Let's hit on that for a moment. And then I want to hit this week's article as well. And just talking about how we're being led astray by, namely, the conservatives, those that profess their conservatism of the day. And I want you to understand that these people are helping things along to paint you in the corner. I'm not saying that they're doing it purposely or maliciously. I am saying that it's taking place in this country because of the ignorance of those that are doing the reporting today. Because I don't care much about their opinion. I do care about the facts. And I do care that we, again, are ruled by law in this country. We are not ruled by the conservatives. We're not ruled by the leftist, as we're called, so on and so forth. We're ruled by law, in common law in this country. So we're going to talk about that in the up and coming hour. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or what you can do is go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And or check us out on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, if you do not have one of these accounts, you need to get out there and get busy pushing your message. We know the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. So we need to get busy and get in the fight and be a part of the answer concerning our future for our posterity and, by the way, for ourselves. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Going over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I wanted to let you know, friends, yesterday we did have a winner, and I'm looking for that piece of paper right now. Do forgive me. I'll share that with you on the second segment here. Forgive me, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What's going on? Alex de Tocqueville, Christianity in the United States, Islam in Algeria, and how America would end. Interestingly enough, friends, we have foreigners coming to this country because they acknowledge they came to America because we are a Christian nation. And then you talk to the professors in America that deny the fact that we're a Christian nation. Well, that's probably why the Lord has given it to foreigners then, isn't it? Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? But that is scripture. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You know Islam is a dying ideology when Muslims do this. Check out some of the pictures, friends. You'll know what's going on. Interesting stuff. Great stuff, by the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. By the way, Islam is a religion. It is a political ideology is really what it comes down to. Giving force to tyranny, giving power to tyranny to rule over a people by, folks, they call it law. It's not law. It's lawlessness. And and maybe you'll understand why this is such a demonic religion in so many different ways, friends. And I'm talking about those that mean to rule the roost and what they will perpetuate if the people allow them to do it. Beheadings, stonings, acid thrown on their face. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff, friends. Crazy stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I just talked to my friend out in Michigan. American Christian Mechanic has had it with haters of Christianity. Sodomy and immoral behavior won't be allowed in my shop. Interestingly enough, we have the state-controlled media polarizing this individual right now for standing up as a Christian man. And folks, you do need to understand that this is all aimed and leveled at Christianity, because if you haven't come to that conclusion yet, you need to wake up, or you need to keep listening to the show here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. FBI holds a special meeting in Jerez to address ISIS. The DHS is not invited. Now, if you remember rightly, friends, we know that the DHS is a pretended authority. It's unconstitutional. We also understand that the DHS, the overseer of that organization, said that he was there to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. Maybe that explains why the borders are down on this in the southern states. You think? So the FBI said, you know what? The DHS isn't invited. Folks, you got a bunch of immoral people over there. And folks, we just found out another one of these DHS, actually one of these overseers over there, was actually a sexual predator. And again, friends, you need to understand that these people are being used. They're being extorted and controlled because of their compromise. They're compromised men meaning to rule over you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The man who fired the shot heard around the world. Check it out. Sounds great. Should, folks, some of these names, it's like, how do you come up, how do you put these last names together or these first names together? Zahorikar, Snarniv, should he get the death penalty? Talking about the Boston bombing, friends, you got to go online and just do your homework on that whole Boston bombing thing, folks. There's a lot of loopholes. There's a lot of holes as to what took place on that day. And by the way, it's nobody trying to convince you of anything. It's just you looking at the videos and just saying, whoa, wait a second. Like, for example, the eyewitnesses seeing garbage cans blow up, and then all these guys with these different colored hoodies on, and then these guys with backpacks on and symbolized on their backpacks as to who they are. And then all of a sudden, these two kids just spring out of nowhere, and they've got their man. They've got their lone wolf. Well, in this situation, two of them, and they just happen to be brothers. And now they're being charged with all the crimes. But is anybody paying attention as to what really took place concerning the Boston bombing? I'm just laying to your candor, friends. Do some homework before you just bite onto what you're being told. That's all I'm saying. Okay? If these guys are responsible for doing what they say took place in Boston, you know what? They deserve what they get. No question about it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. America, we're all on German wings. Flight 9525 now with a picture of Barack Hussein Obama as the pilot. Whew, scary. The guy's never even ran a candy store, friends. Now they got him in a pilot seat? Huh. Well, America's allowed him to actually take the helm for the last 6 and 7 years now, so maybe we can understand why he keeps driving that ship, or in this particular situation, the airlines, into the ground. America, America. 40 years of Bible Man school assemblies put on hold due to one atheist, anti-theist whiner. Here's the people again, just bowing to every whim. And interestingly enough, friends, we see another situation where a family stands up to those that are whining, the atheist and the communist. And guess what? It's a straw man. There's nothing behind them, friends. They lose again and again and again. That's why they attack people that don't know the difference between law and unlaw. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she is a new level of evil, friends, demonstrates just how murderous the DNC is when it comes to abortion. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. How poor is America? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley, why are you just rolling, man? Slow your roll, dog. I don't have time to slow my roll. You know, Paul talked about how he strove by the grace of Christ. It's the same thing here, man. It's on. I am not my own. I've been bought with a price, and I'm telling you what, I live by that on a daily basis. Nothing is ever enough. We've got to keep going, and we've got to keep going, because the Bible tells us that what you do, put all your might to it. Whatever you put your hand to, do it with all your might, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. And we can see that this is how the enemies work in this country. So I'm giving you as much as I can with the time that I'm allotted, and I want to make the most out of it. It's really that simple. So in saying that, friends, let's do this. I was just in a certain part of Minnesota, about a half hour out, and I seen a guy. He was begging for money, and they've done some homework in the area, basically in the Minneapolis area. This was some time back, where they began to follow these people around that were begging for money. And they were finding that they were making $400 to $600 a day begging for money, working on the hearts of the American people. And interestingly enough, I'm a welfare kid. I was raised in North Minneapolis. I moved 37 times before I actually moved into the first house I ever lived in. And so I'm trying to say this. I understand what poor people are really like, and I understand those that are working the system. So I want to make clear that I'm not bashing on people that really do need the help. And I also want to make clear, when we're speaking of Scripture and we're talking of poor, namely Isaiah 61, I want you to understand that when Jesus was talking about the poor, he wasn't about just those that were broke and had no money, no food. He was talking about those that were destitute of the righteousness of Christ. And by the way, they were destitute of the righteousness of Christ. That's why they were poor. Okay? So let's make clarity three different ways there, and I just shared that with you. But anyways, going back to this particular area in Minnesota today, I noticed this guy was standing there begging for money, and they always use this veteran thing, and that really bothers me because nobody respects the veterans of this country more than this ministry does, and I mean that with everything in my heart, along with those families that have military families, those that serve to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against all tyranny worldwide. And so anyways, I noticed we went, we got some groceries, I came back, and I noticed that this individual moved, and I was looking at him, and I just thought, well, I wonder why you just moved, because someone probably called your bluff and you didn't like it. And so I was just coming around the corner, and I noticed him on the corner. And I had my wife and all four of my boys with me, and I just, you know what, I just had enough. And I rolled the window down, and I said, hey, dude, I said, why don't you go get a job? I said, I noticed that you have, and I was angry when I said it, too, so this was the tone that I was giving him. I said, I noticed you got a brand new hat on, you got a brand new shirt on, you got brand new pants on, and you have a brand new pair of boots, really nice boots. And I also noticed you have a brand new backpack over there, and now you have a cigarette hanging out of your face. And I said, you're working the sympathies of the American people because you don't want to go get a job? And he just said, oh, someone just gave me this cigarette. Have you ever noticed, friends, that when you're seeing quite a few of these people out on the streets begging, man, I'm telling you what, they're more provided for than we are. And I looked over at my wife. I said, now I want you to understand the indignation going on within my heart right now. I said, you get up every single morning. We live ministry 24/7. And I said, you're working your backside off to make sure that we can make ends meet as we're reaching out to the people. And this guy's standing on the corner for a couple hours a day, working the stupidities of the American people that are supporting him and enabling him so he doesn't have to go get a job. Now, again, just so everybody understands, and I'm not patting myself on the back, and this really gets me when I'm telling you this, and I hope it's being conveyed. We were just in D.C. not too long ago, and I took my family out to dinner, and right when I walked in, a black kid comes up to me, and he said, will you buy me dinner? And I said, yeah, I'll buy. I didn't even think twice. I just knew it was the Lord. I said, I'll buy you dinner. I said, what do you want? And I wanted to make sure he didn't get, like, the smallest thing on the menu. I was so thankful that I was there to help this kid, because I knew it was God. And those guys are hard to find, let me tell you, but I just knew instantaneously. And I looked over at him, I got him his dinner, and again, I'm not doing this, folks, by any means, by letting you know what my right hand is doing. I'm not doing it for that reason. I was telling that to my family several times since we've been back, that I was so glad I was there for that kid. Because I said, I was more blessed by helping him out than he was by even eating that meal. That was a God call. And when he got his food, I walked over there and I looked at him. And he said, thank you very much. And I said, no, thank you. And when he did that, I said, I want you to know that it was a preacher that bought your dinner today. I want you to know that. And I went up and I got some drinks and I came back, and my little boys looked over at me and said, Dad, he was over there thanking God that someone bought him dinner that day. You know what? It was a word in due season for this guy, this kid. He's probably 20-some years old, having a hard time. Oh, boy, do I know what that's all about. But I told him, I said, I understand that you got some issues, because he was telling me he had to get back to, I think it was North Carolina. I said, I'll buy your dinner, and that's where I'll go with you. But the point is, guys, girls, I was so happy that God put me in that position to be there for that young man at that particular time, because I knew it was really the hand of God in his life And when my kids came up to me and told me that he was over there praying and thanking God that someone bought him dinner, he knew exactly where that dinner came from. Don't ever tell me, you know, this is what I get tired of with conservatives. Man, this is conservative radio, man. You can't be talking about God. No, that's why you're messed up. Because you got your feet on the sand, and you're on the side of the ditch, and you're allowing the blind to lead the blind, and then you end up in the ditch, and you wonder why, because you don't want to talk about the God that is the giver of all things. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name. I was just so thankful that I was there. And that was my point. I wanted to tell you that. So I don't want you to think I'm some, you know, hard guy, some cold, calloused individual that doesn't want to look out for people. No, completely the opposite. Listen, my family, again, we are out there doing everything that we can do to be spent for the purpose of getting back what is ours in this country. And the only one that's going to be able to give it to us is the one that died for it. Okay? And I'm talking about in the natural and in the spiritual. God has shed his grace upon us through his son, Jesus Christ. And when we look in the natural, we see the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. So let's go back to this. Blessed poverty, give me more. I want to let you know, too, now going to the other side of this little sword, in parallel and in contrast, I remember when I was about 18 years old, I seen a kid. He was a young man. Well, actually, I was the kid, and he was older than I was. He was probably in his 20s. In his 20s, I was about 18 years old. And we were at a McDonald's, and we were driving through, and I had this old junker. I think probably went 100 miles before it finally died on me. But that was my junker, right? One man's, one man's junk is another man's treasure. Well, that was the case with me. And in saying that, what happened is he came up to me and said, "Will you buy me a fillet of fish?" And I said, "Sure." I just instantly went out to him again because I was from the hood, as they call it. And I said, "But you're going to go get a fillet of fish with this money." I think I gave him $5. Gave him $5. A couple minutes later, we walked through. Didn't even think about anything, but I noticed that he was still begging for money. And I just gave him $5. And $5 at McDonald's will get you more than enough in most cases. And I noticed that he was still asking for money. So I got out of the car and I said, "Why don't you give me that $5 back?" And he didn't want to give me that $5 back. And so what I did is I grabbed that $5 out of his hand. And I'm telling you what, folks, I could have had a pry bar. And he went to let go of that $5. I had him on the ground. My foot was stomping on his hand. "Give me the $5, dude. You're not taking me as a fool, you know." And he never gave that $5 up. And I started to learn a lesson, because even when I was in the rock and roll world, I would tour. And telling you another story, I remember when we were in Kansas and we pulled over on the side of the road. You know, it was one of those ramps, off ramps off the highway there, one of the main highways in Kansas. And I seen a guy that was asking for help. And he said, and by the way, so everybody understands, I only had a $5 a day per diem. That's how much money we made in the rock and roll world, was $5 a day just so we could eat, because everything else was taken care of. Well, I gave it to him, but I said, "Listen, you better not be buying drugs with this money." He said, no, man, I'm going to go into the store right now and get something to eat. I'll tell you the rest of that story right when we get to the other side. We're talking about blessed poverty. Give me more. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Blessed poverty, give me more. Just telling you the story of how when we were on tour in Kansas, I seen a guy on the side of the road on one of the off-ramps from the highway, and I had a $5 a day per diem. That's how much I got paid to eat, okay? And I seen this guy on the side of the road, and he was asking for help because he was hungry, and there was a store right behind him. And in the process of walking up to him, I said, "Hey, dude, you hungry?" He said, "Yes, I am." I said, "This is the only money I got. I just want you to know that, but I'm good. I'm taken care of. But if you promise you're going to go in that store and get something to eat, I'll give you this money." He said, "I'm going to go in there right now and get something to eat." So I gave him the $5. And so in the process of doing that, he walked up to my bass player who happened to be in the store. He didn't know that he was in the store. He walked up to him and asked him if he could buy a $5 bag of weed from him. That didn't go over very well with me. So I started to notice, wait a second, what's up with these people? Another time in North Minneapolis, had another guy right on Broadway Avenue asking for help. There was a Wendy's right across the highway. I said, "Dude, you want to eat?" I said, he said, "Sure." I said, "Okay, well, why don't you meet me over on the other side of the highway there, and I'll buy you lunch." And I was about 20 years old at this particular time. He said, "No, I'd just rather have the money." Now, what I failed to do was look to the right, but I did finally catch on. And as I looked to the right, there was a liquor store right across the street. And I said, "Wait a second, your sign says you'll work for food. And I'm willing to bring you over there and buy you lunch. You don't have to work for anything. The only thing you have to do is walk across the highway." He said, nope, rather have the money. And I'm sure I said some vulgarities concerning that individual during that particular time because I was a cocky little punk. And in the process of doing that, he wanted nothing to do with food. He wanted the money so he could go to the liquor store. See, folks, the last thing I want to do is be a part of those that are enabling these people to do the things that they do today. But in going to what's going on in America today, folks, I want to give you this a little story. Well, I was at the RNC, Republican National Convention, to kind of lace it with what's going on in the present today. I remember walking up and down Radio Row at the Republican National Convention in Tampa Bay just a couple years back, and this was during the second presidential re-inauguration for Barack Hussein Obama. This was when Romney was actually speaking in Florida, so he hadn't won the second term yet, okay? And I was walking up and down Radio Row trying to wake people up as to what's going on with Barack Hussein Obama because I said, you people act like he doesn't know what he's doing. And they didn't, friends. I said, you people act like he's losing the game here. He's not losing, he's winning. Oh, Bradley, you just don't understand, man. Look at all of these welfare participants across the country, those that receive, you know, the participants and the recipients, right? Bradley, you don't understand. You know, look at all these people he's got on welfare right now. They're not going to vote him in a second time. I said he's creating dependence, guys. He's not losing. He's winning. He is reallocating tax money to support a people that will become dependent upon him. That's exactly what dictators do. And they were really that foolish to believe that he was losing. They were really that foolish to believe that he didn't know exactly what he was doing. The man is emulating dictators to a T, and the way to do that is to get people dependent upon the government. And that's exactly what this administration has done. See, folks, we have a welfare state. We have a people in this country that believe the entitlement attitude. They believe that you owe them something. We don't owe them nothing. I tell my kids all the time, if you want to make something out of yourself, number one, nobody's going to do it for you. And number two is you're going to have to do everything to achieve everything that it is that you want to achieve. But you're going to have to do it. Don't look for someone else to do it for you. You now have a government raping the people and illegally reallocating their tax dollars to support a people in this country that don't want to work. That's setting the country up to fall, by the way, friends. We need to understand that he's not losing, he's winning by creating dependence. Now, let's go to each individual that's listening to me right now. How often we see across America on a street corner, under a bridge, on a highway overpass, or in front of a store, a person with a sign asking for charity from people who can lend a helping hand in a time of need. They're holding signs stating homeless and hungry, have no food or money. And just for the record again, this isn't everybody. It's easily a majority of them, though. But what's interesting, folks, is I've noticed that these poor people, almost without fail, are fat. Isn't it interesting that poor people are fat? How does that work? Or here's another thing that I've noticed with these people that are so broke. They have a bottle of booze or they have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. I just went to a store yesterday. I did not know this. Call me socially retarded if you would like. But I did not know that it now costs $7 and some odd cents for one pack of cigarette. $7 and some odd cents for a pack of cigarettes? Are you kidding me? But these poor people, they have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. A bottle of booze, folks, a cheap bottle is probably about $10, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Or what they have is they have lottery tickets in their hands. That's how poor they are. As I just said, folks, not too long ago in the state of Minnesota, the state-controlled media actually did something that was a service to the people. They wanted to see how poor these people on the street corners really were. They found out that they were making $400 to $600 a day. And by the way, that's not a bad day for a poor person, is it? Working the sympathies of the American people. Wow. It reminds me of 2 Thessalonians 3:10, where it says that if Any would not work, neither should he eat, right? We should have that inscripted above the welfare department in the state of Minnesota and every other state in our unions. In our union, I'm sorry. How many people overlook what the Lord commanded and are responsible for enabling those who don't want to work in order for them to remain overweight or drug dependent? How many of you listening to me right now may be adding to the problem in order to help them remain on the bottle as they abuse alcohol and are destroying themselves on a daily basis? How many enable these people so they remain jobless? How many are willing to lay a greater burden on those who actually work because they feel bad for those who don't want to work? You're carrying their burden because they don't want a burden, friends, in many cases. Now, folks, I don't have a problem with helping those who want to get back on their feet. No, I'll be the first one to help them. Yet the problem is that there's a lot of people out there who don't want to get back on their feet. They love it where they're at. They're in it for a joyride. Freeloaders. They want to add to the burden of those who are already working to sustain themselves and their families. They are stealing away from you by working your sympathies. Now, I want to prove my point here in showing you how poor America is not. Here are some statistics to lay to your candor. Did you know that 80% of the poor in American households have air conditionings? Did you know that in 1970, only 36% of all Americans even had an air conditioner? Yet today, 80% of the poor in America have air conditioning. How poor is America? Not. 92% of poor households, they have a microwave. Two-thirds have at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor have a VCR or a DVR. 92% of poor households have a microwave. Two-thirds have at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor people in America have a VCR or a DVR. How poor is America? Not. 75% of the poor in America have a truck or a car. 31% of the poor in America have 2 to 3 cars. I don't have 2 to 3 cars. And I'm working all the time. Ministry spells work. W-O-R-K. Oh, it really does. If you're in it for the glory of God. 75% of the poor in America have a car or a truck. 31% of the poor have 2 to 3 cars. Poor? America? 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. I want to say that again. Let's set the record straight. Blessed poverty, give me more, saith they. Absolutely. They're saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, and I don't have to do anything for it. 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. Man, we see all these charity cases asking for money for this and that and the other thing. Well, wait a second. I just got done telling you that 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. Folks, I want to say this. In outside of Christ, there's none righteous, no, not one. We're not good without him. End of story, okay? Period. P-E-R-I-O-D right there. And then I'm going to put an exclamation right there. But I want to say that there's still enough people that are moved by the Spirit of Christ in this country easily, hands down, where they will look out for someone that has a real need. Not just in America. Not just in America. And two, the credit of real missionaries in this country. America is responsible for more charity worldwide than any other country. Okay? Blessed poverty, give me more. How poor are we? We're going to come back, and I'm going to just show you some more stats as to how poor is America. Let me again say this. Capital letters, N-O-T, exclamation, not. Final segment coming up on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From the Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You know, interestingly enough, we're talking about blessed poverty, give me more. This is interesting. This just came to my aid. It was years ago. And do you guys remember the television program called Geraldo? By the way, I seen him at the RNC. He was short, by the way. I'm 6'5", so everybody's short. But he was really rude. We tracked him. And he just kind of acted like he was better than everybody else. I just thought I'd give you that because that was my and I'm not trying to stain his character. He does that all on his own. He's a liberal individual, and why Fox has him working with them, I guess that expresses as to who Fox really is, right? Just again a lack of conservatism. But years ago, I turned on the program Geraldo. And what was set before my eyes was to forever change the way that I think about the poor people in this country. There was a very large black man who was on a bed, and he was, by the way, confined to that bed. He was so heavy that he could not even, he couldn't get out of that bed. And by the way, he was so big that one could not help but to feel sorry for him. That's how big he was. People said he is sick and that he has an eating disorder. Well, what the camera crew did is they wittingly played the emotions of its viewers, and first to Raldo, whose eyes were watering up, and then to the guest audience, of course, naturally to those who had tears running down their face again, to play the emotions of the viewer. Now, all of a sudden, the camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back from the large man's face, and I was kind of stunned when I noticed, this was my eye opener right here. The camera crew, they pulled the camera back. They made the mistake of pulling the camera back. And what I noticed under this big man that everybody was feeling sorry for, who could not get out of bed, I noticed a big plate of food right under his face. Now, something clicked in my heart. I said, wait a minute. They are saying that this man is sick when I see him voluntarily picking up the food with his own hand and then shoving that food right in his own mouth. There was no one there putting a gun to his head, forcing him to eat. He was willingly and willfully eating himself to death, and that's exactly what he did. Now, what I did is I went back to Webster's 1828 dictionary to see what the word choice meant. It meant the act of voluntary selection. They said that he was sick, so I looked up the word and the meaning of the word sick as well. Sickness meant a weakened state. So in essence, what they were saying is that this man was too sick to help himself, yet he wasn't too sick to put the food in his own mouth. And while the world fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, that day my eyes were opened to something that no one ever showed me my whole life, the truth. Folks, he was making a choice. And by the way, the man, the American people loved him so much that he ended up eating himself to death when they had to bury him. They had to cut the walls out to remove his body. See, nobody loved him enough to tell him to stop his indulgence. It cost him his life and perhaps his soul. Now, contrary, or should I say in parallel or in contrast to that, I'm talking about those that don't want to work and how people are falling for the fact that, listen, they're making the choice to not work. They're making the choice to not make something out of themselves. They want to be where they're at because they're playing the sympathies of the American people. Of course, to their own demise at end's length. Of course, no question about it. Just like the big man that was willfully shoving the food in his face. See, just to the opposite of what I'm sharing with you right now. Folks, he wasn't sick. Just like the poor man out on the street in many cases, he's not poor. He's making the choice to be where he's at. He doesn't want to work. This all started from what I seen today on the street corner. Guy with brand new clothes. His duds, folks, were nicer than what I have. Brand new boots, brand new backpack, brand new pants, brand new jacket, brand new hat, with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, with a sign up talking about how poor he is. See, just like this man that couldn't get out of bed, they were enabling him through their false sense of sympathy because they weren't principled in what's right and what's wrong, that they never said anything to the man. I loved on this guy a little angrily, I did, today, and told him to go get a job. You ain't poor. Dude, who are you kidding? Now going back to this point, blessed poverty, give me more. How poor is America? Not. Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, that's 63.7%, have cable or satellite television. That's how poor they are. Folks, I don't have cable or satellite television. And I'm not the standard here. I'm just telling you that we don't even have that. Half of the poor in America have a personal computer. Do you know how much those computers cost, friends? If you have an Apple, they cost about $1,100, $1,200. If you upload, it costs about $1,800. That's the small one. The poor in America, over half of them, have computers? More than half of the poor families in America with children have a video game system, such as Xbox or PlayStation. Folks, I don't have Xbox or PlayStation. And I'm working 24/7. Just under the half of all the poor in America have internet access. I have internet access, of course. but it's not for what they want it for. I use it for work. They use it for entertainment. Tain, derived from entertainment, means to... Let me say it this way. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So they're being entertained out of their own freedoms. And those that support these people, they're enabling them to destroy themselves. Blessed poverty, give me more. How poor is America? Not. Capital N-O-T, exclamation. One third of the poor in America have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. Folks, I don't have a plasma television. And I'm working 24/7. Even in my dreams, I'm working. Friends, I wake up fatigued. One in every four people have a digital video recorder such as TiVo. I don't have it. And finally, the average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. Let me say it again. The average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. So how poor is America? Friends, how poor is America? Are you one of them that are enabling these people out here? Are you enabling them to remain on drugs, to abuse alcohol? To make void of what they should do before a God, a just and a holy God that commanded that if you work, neither should you eat? Now again, friends, I just have to reiterate this because I know that there's a lot of stupid people out there that will try to hear what they want to hear by taking me out of context. I didn't say don't help people that have a real need. I said I'm telling you that there's a lot of people out there taking advantage of your sympathies. Let your sympathies be rooted in principles, number one, and have a little common sense as to know the person that you're helping. Are you helping them or are you hurting them? I have found that 9 out of 10 times that I have helped people, I've been kicked in the teeth. Hey, and by the way, guys, this is a ministry. My ministry stays afloat by the support of people and listeners. But folks, in asking for that support, that is to get out there and to give the message that I'm giving to you every day of the week on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If we're not in Texas, we're on the East Coast. If we're not on the East Coast, we're on the West Coast. If we're not on the West Coast, we're in Minnesota, doing high schools and colleges, giving them the message of responsibility. Because the message of responsibility is what needs to be given to the young people across this country. And first and foremost, might I add, the older people. Because we don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to light a candle so we don't have to curse the darkness. And what we want to do is we actually want to go out there and right the wrongs because we still have the freedom to do that. But there's a big difference of supporting a people that are out there doing with your finances what you mean for them to do. And then being pulled on the heartstrings that you have. And pulling on your compassion and your emotions to help somebody that doesn't want to help themselves. God helps those that help themselves. And folks, I'm telling you what, when I see these people, I will discern it before I say anything. Because again, I know that it's not every one of them. I can go to one particular area about 20 minutes away from where I live right now, and every single Sunday, there's the same girl talking about how she's stranded on the corner. The same corner, week after week after week. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. I will talk to you in 23. Blessed poverty, give me more. Use some discernment. We'll talk to you soon.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile.
Don't shut my mic off until I'm done.
Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call. stroller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.